We're just talking to Russell in the old Broadford Courier office, and there's some fairly technical work going on with the machine here, which is quite a complex looking thing. I was told that the person who's working on it there at the moment, his apprenticeship took 4 years, so I'm not surprised. It's a pretty tricky gadget by the looks of things.
Well, Thomas Edison, when he saw one, said it was the eighth wonder of the world, and some days we wanted to walk away from the thing. Well, we did walk away from it, otherwise we were going to attack it with a hammer.
Right. Now, they would be pretty rare. Now, I guess this sort of thing, particularly one that, works.
Look, they're still kicking around. There's a few. There's one in Chilton that's operating. That's in the National Trust printing office up there. There's one at Dimboola. There's a few others around. There's one in Melbourne that I know of for sure. They're around. You just have to find them.
Yeah.
Or find someone that knows.
Indeed. And I was giving a bit of a quick summary of the life of the Courier and the fact that it started as a sort of single sheet press type paper.
Yeah, well, we've got the original press which is behind us,
right,
which was built between 1830 and 1845.
Incredible, yeah.
So it's been well travelled, that one.
And then he went to the sort of roller style that produced them a bit faster.
Yeah, that printing press over behind the linotype is a what they call the stop cylinder press. They were the next step after the lever press,
right,
behind us.
Yep.
And they were the predecessor of the Wharfdale. There's quite a few Wharfdales around, but that particular press, there's only two we know of in Australia. We've got one, and the other's in Bacchus Marsh.
Okay, and this was originally with the Free Press, apparently.
It was the Free Press.
And then they moved to something like this with the linotype.
The linotype removed the handset. The Courier was the last handset broadsheet newspaper in Australia. The linotype removed the need for a percentage of the handsetting.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the really big stuff you still needed to do by hand. The linotype made the production a lot quicker.
Right. And I remember seeing at the Royal Show sometime somebody demonstrating. It might have even been one of these guys. And they could do it so fast.
Yeah, you're limited only by as fast as the machine can operate.
Yeah.
And if you're a good operator, you can keep the machine running constantly.
Well, they were certainly doing that. It was going flat chat, So is there some hope that it might recover fully? Or?
Look, it will. It was a basket case when we got it, and I literally mean a basket case.
Right.
It was an unrecognisable jigsaw puzzle on the floor of this place.
Oh, goodness.
But it's been a lot of work, and it was a machine that was run until it literally would not function anymore.
I see.
It was that clapped out. It wasn't funny. So everything's been either rebuilt, repaired, or replaced. If we couldn't find it and get a decent one, we rebuilt whatever we had.
Okay.
A big job. I'll be glad to see the end of it. I think 13 years is enough, and we ground to a halt for a few years when the fellow that was helping me died unexpectedly at one Christmas. But we're getting there. We found a good mechanic, and he's been really helpful, and he's not afraid to show you what to do. So
that's handy.
You're learning,
yeah.
And it is a big learning curve with a machine that's 111 years old.
I would think so. You don't rush into things, I don't think. Well, thanks for talking to us, and we'll look forward to coming across when you finally can say, yes, it's working.
We're aiming for Australia Day next year.
Oh, magic. Okay. I'll put in the diary.
No worries. Thank you.